Okay, Chairman, 7:30.
The Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Reggio is coming on. He was having issues. Mr. Blount? Mr. Haidaka?
Here.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Here.
Mr. Ali sick, he will not be joining us, and Chairman Cahill.
Here. Will everyone please stand in a symbolic salute to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I will say that this time, by the next meeting we have, we will have I salute my flag out on the front lawn here. I know most of you don't have a flag in your presence, so we'll be providing a flag for you to salute moving forward. Mr. Kennedy, any changes to the agenda?
Yes, there are a couple of changes. The application of Michael Kofelt, 6th General Court, is adjourned until September 22nd, 2022. Laura, it's correct that there's no further notice of the joint property owners, but they're going to have to publish?
Yes, the Courier News didn't get back to them.
Okay, so that will be off until September 22nd. The application of Anton and Nikisha Sinkler is also adjourned until September 22nd, and that's the same issue, I believe?
Correct, yes. They actually put the wrong notice
to the adjoining property owners. They just have to publish in the paper.
Got it.
Those are the changes that I have.
Thank you, sir. Let's move forward to item number 5, 22-ZB. -56V, Jim Mosier.
Is Mr. Mosier present?
Yes.
Mr. Mosier, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
I don't.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
I'm asking for a variance to retain the existing shed on my property.
And Mr. Chairman, if you notice, it's a 75-foot front setback for an accessory structure, and he's got 59 feet, so he's got a significant setback already. And right. I believe Mr. Hinterstein has no issues with this.
Is Henry available? Is he?
He's here.
Oh, no you comments, Henry? Just for the record.
No comments. Like it stated in the report, although it's a front yard setback variance, it's a corner property with two front yards and setback. I get quite a substantial amount. I think it's almost even with the existing house, okay. And it's much further back than the adjacent properties on the other side of the pipeline.
All right, Henry, thank you. Any other members of the board have any questions about this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, hearing none, I'm going to close it to the public portion, and I'm going to make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you.
Hey, Dr.
Duca.
Oh, thank you.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Haidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Mosier, your application has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We'll send that document to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Have a good evening.
You too.
Let's go to item number 6, 21-ZB-81V, Arnaldo Peraza.
Is Mr. Peraza present? Laura, do you see Mr. Peraza?
Oh, I hope he's here. I've been dealing with him for 6 months trying to get him on. I do not see him. Maybe we should go to the next application.
Let's skip this and double back.
We'll come back.
Let's go to item number 7, 22-ZB-51V, Amina Lassiter.
Is Amina Lassiter present?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
Yes.
Okay, your name and address, please.
Amina Lassiter, 200 Oak Place, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
I filed for a variance to keep my existing fence, gazebo, and deck. I bought the house back in January. The fence has been there for over 15 years. We live right across from an industrial warehouse where there are really large trucks that park alongside the street on Second, and there's a lot of traffic in and out and a lot of noise. So I would like to keep my fence, deck, and gazebo existing.
Mr. Hinterstein, you had some comments on this?
Yeah, this case, like most of the cases where we have fences that are close to the right-of-way line on corner properties, is a unique situation since, as stated, across the street, there is a large industrial complex that does generate a lot of noise and truck traffic. So, which I know it's not the norm, but in this particular case, I don't see any really harm keeping the fence in its current location that's been there over 15 years, especially under the circumstances. And as far as the gazebo and the deck, it's in line with the existing house. So I don't have any issues with the setback variance on the side yard for those items.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Any other members of the board have any questions for this applicant or this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application? Ms. Buckley?
You're muted.
No one, Chairman. Yeah, I was trying to find my mouse. Sorry.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. that being said, I'm going to close the public portion. And at this point, I'll make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second.
Thank you so much. Please call roll.
Mr. Weitzman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Lassiter, your application has been approved. We will prepare a written document to memorialize this, and we'll adopt that at the next meeting. You don't need to be present for that, but we'll mail that document to you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman. Thank you also, Ms. Buckley. I appreciate your help.
You're very welcome. Have a good night.
Have a great night, ma'am.
You as well. Thank you.
Let's move along to item number 8, 22-ZB-59V, John Fritz.
Is John Fritz present?
I think you're muted, Mr. Fritz. There you go.
Yeah, we're here.
Okay.
Are you both going to be testifying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I need to swear both of you in. Could you each raise your right hand? Swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, put your hands down and one at a time give me your name and address, please.
I'm Jackie Fritz, 104 Curtis Avenue in Piscataway.
And John Fritz, 104 Curtis Avenue in Piscataway.
Thank you. Could one of you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Well, we had an existing shed on the property already, but we got married last year. And when I moved in, the house was a little bit small for four people. So I went and started building another shed. We found out that we needed to get a permit for it. We failed the permit, so I'm filing for a variance to keep the shed that I already started building, the new shed,
in the existing shed,
in the spots that they are in currently. So we're filing
Mr. Chairman, you may want to check with Mr. Hinterstein.
Yeah, Henry, I saw a couple of comments on this. I was wondering if you could please address this.
Yeah, obviously the required a variance for an existing smaller shed was only slightly deviating from the setback requirement. And I don't really have a problem with the small shed. It's about a foot less than what it's supposed to be to the side yard. But there is a solid fence and it's provided screen. But the problem is the 12x20 structure that was started without permits with this A-frame roof. I mean, it's really, really close to the, I don't know what the actual variance was, but it's required to be feet. And this is not a 100-foot shed. This is a 240-square-foot accessory structure. It's rather large. And even though I'm empathetic to the fact that he had started this project, perhaps he didn't know he needed a permit. Regardless, the requirement is 8 feet. So I look at the property. I don't see any reason why that shed cannot be located in a conforming location. It's a big backyard. There's many areas where that shed could have been put in a location that would conform with the ordinance. The ordinances are there to protect the neighbors. And in this particular case, I just don't see really a hardship allowing that shed to remain. I believe it's less than 2 feet from the property line, the A-frame roof, dumps the water right on the property line. And again, the ordinance is such that, you know, it's supposed to be 8 feet from that side property line. There could be perhaps a little bit of, negotiation there as far as a compromise, but really, I can't see that large of an accessory structure being, you know, closer to a property line than maybe 5 feet. Really, it should.
So I'm sorry, Mr. Hinterstein, you're cutting in and out.
I don't see really any reason why it couldn't have conformed. And if they wouldn't.
Henry, your internet's going in and out.
Might be my connection.
Henry, you're locked in and out for a second. If you could just repeat that last 30 seconds worth of combo.
Yeah, I mean, basically, I mean, if a permit would have been secured, then they would have known that the shed was supposed to be in a location other than where they put it.
What would be a compromise in terms of how far from where it is now?
You said I'm empathetic to that fact, but the problem. I can't envision it being closer than 5 feet to the neighboring property line. Hear that?
Well, to address your question is why the shed was put there. The shed was put there to be exactly in line with the depth with the existing shed. And although the property size-wise, we could pull the shed in, it honestly would really look stupid coming in front of the other shed. The other shed is tucked into the corner and this shed was built to align exactly. It's the exact same depth of the other shed so that it's one smooth look to the sheds. And it is, we do understand that we did need to get the permit. We just tried to build it exactly the same as the other shed using the same materials, the same structure. We did read your notes and we understand that drainage is an issue, that you were concerned about the rain runoff. And we thought that perhaps by adding gutters on that far side that's close to the shed and pulling the rain runoff to the front where it wouldn't impact our neighbors. We did understand that we were building this shed right next door. We have talked to all our neighbors prior to building and everybody was very happy to see us be able to build it. So we're not really sure if you could take into consideration the aesthetic of it without pulling that shed in and the option for gutters to deal with the rain runoff.
The answer to that is lining it up with the other shed that was probably put in illegally is, again, doesn't, you know, justify where you located it. Doesn't justify not pulling a permit for this shed.
But not by us. We've only lived here.
I understand. I understand. But again, if you pull the permit, you would have been told your other shed doesn't comply. You would have been told this shed has to be in a certain location and you wouldn't be in the situation that you're in now. The ordinance are established again, for a reason. And although your neighbor right now may not have a problem with that shed being a foot and a half off the property line, the next owner of that property may have an issue with. Again, the ordinance is there for a reason. Unfortunately, what you may think looks stupid, that's not a planning justification or look silly. I forget the word that was used, but you know, something doesn't look right. You're not a planning justification to, you know, put it closer than what the ordinance requires. Yes, you could play a gutter on the fact that you have 240 square foot accessory structure right on the property line where 8 feet's required. Again, you have a large property. I'm not saying that it had to be in that particular spot, but it should have been in a conforming location, whether it be in the other corner of the property, flip-flop with the other shed. I can't tell you where to put it now. You know, I can only tell you what's conforming. I'm not there to design it for you. And, you know, maybe you need to screen it and put it in a location that, or maybe move the other shed so they look, again, that they're in a similar location the way they are now, in a conforming location. And like I said, I'm empathetic that the fact that you're going to have to, you know, bear the cost of moving the shed or the structure. But again, I don't think that the cost is, another reason to justify the variance when the permit wasn't secured in the first place. I'll let Jim elaborate perhaps more on that.
So what Henry is saying is your idea to put the shed along the same line as the other shed may have seemed attractive to you, but the size of the new shed requires an even greater setback. It can't be 2 feet. The small shed should not be 2 feet, but we're willing to overlook that since it's only a foot or so over. This is 6 feet over. So I think you're going to have to think about relocating that shed farther off the property line. And if you don't want to go 8 feet, if you want to offer some kind of a compromise, the board is certainly willing to discuss that.
I feel like you said 5 feet would be acceptable. Is that what you're saying from the property line?
I think that's a reasonable compromise.
Okay.
Is that something you guys would be interested in? I think it's a good compromise, to be honest with you. And we do empathize with your situation.
You're not really giving us an option. So it is what it is. But
we could deny the application in general.
We understand that, but right. Like that, it's that work. So yes.
Could we correct. Do 4 feet? Is that possible?
Again,
currently it's 2 feet. So, yeah,
but what you got to understand is you have a large property and there has to be a hardship of why it can't be in a conforming location. I just don't see that hardship. I believe the 5 feet is, I think, more than reasonable as far as to the location, not so that it doesn't impact the neighboring property.
Thank you, Henry. Do any other member of the board have any questions or comments? Okay. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments about this application? Buckley?
No, Chairman.
None? Okay. Close the public portion. Fritz, I'm going to say that I think the 5 foot compromise is something that the township is willing to extend, based on the options that we're offered as a government and based on what you have already structured. So if you're willing to do that, I'm willing to put forth an approval of this application.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm not going to do it without your approval.
Okay, we'll go with that.
5 feet. Okay, good. At this point, I'd like to offer this application be approved. Can I get a second?
Second. Okay. Hey, Doc.
Thank you.
Call the roll, please, Lauren.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount has joined us. Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Haydaka?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application as amended has been approved for a 5 foot setback. We will memorialize this in our next meeting. You don't need to be here. We'll mail that document to you, but you'll need that to get your permits.
Thank you.
Good night, guys. Thank you. Let's move along to item number 9, 22-ZB-58V, Ramesh Mehta.
Is Ramesh Mehta present?
Yes, we are here. Yes. Yes.
Are you both going to be testifying tonight?
Yes, we are. We are husband and wife. Yes, my husband.
Okay. Could you each raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, nothing but the truth. Yes.
Yeah, nothing but the
truth. Put your hands down one at a time. Give us your name, please.
Okay, my name is Sangeeta Mehta. We live at 1422 Greenwood Drive in Piscataway.
My name is Rakesh Mehta, not Ramesh Mehta, because I already request, you see, I mean, the application.
Okay, and could one of you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
We would like to put a fence on one side. We did notify the township. There was a theft in our neighborhood. One of the guy came and stole the ladder, and we were able to give that footage to the Piscataway Police Department. They came, and it happened 2 o'clock in the morning. A young guy came on the bike, stole the big ladder. We had a
24
feet ladder. And after that, we were quite scared, and we wanted to put the fence to secure our property.
Okay. And you understand that this fence is going to be located partially within an easement?
Correct.
Yes.
And if the township ever needs access to that easement, you would be responsible for removing the fence and replacing it at your own cost?
Correct. Yes.
Thank you. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, I don't feel any need to go to Mr. Hinterstein at this point, based on the information you just provided to our township attorney. Any other questions from anybody, other members of the board for this applicant? Hearing none, I'm gonna ask that the public portion be open. Anybody in the public portion have any questions for this applicant?
No, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I'll make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application has been approved. We will memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We'll mail that document to you because you'll need that to get your permits.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, rest of the team, and also Ms. Laura as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great evening now.
You too.
Thank you to all.
Okay, we're going to move along to item number 10, 22-CB-57D, Viren Patel.
Is Viren Patel present?
Yes.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please?
Yeah, my name is Viren Patel.
Mr. Patel, you have two things on in the house.
You're getting feedback,
you're getting bad echoing. One of the volume has to get shut off. I don't know if you're on your phone and a computer or two computers. One has to get shut off or lowered.
No, I just unmute.
Okay, Mr. Patel, could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Recently I applied for a fence, and the permit got denied for one of the side, and they suggest me to go with the waiver. Variance. I want to secure my property as I have a older parents and a young child, and recently have a theft with my neighbor. So just want to secure my property.
And you understand that the fence is located partially within an easement?
Yes, I do understand.
And if the township ever needs access to that easement, you would be responsible for removing that fence and replacing it at your own cost?
Yes, that's right.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have any further comments.
Understood. And like the previous application, I feel no need to get Mr. Interesting involved because it is cut and dry. Any other members of the board have any questions for Mr. Patel of this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay. Ms. Buckley, I'm going to close the public portion, and I'm going to make a motion to approve this application for Mr. Patel. Can I get a second?
I second.
Thank you so much. Ms. Buckley, call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Patel, your application has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We'll mail that document to you, and you'll need that to get your permits.
Thank you so much, sir.
Have a great night now. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Bob.
Let's move along to item number 13, 22-ZB-67B, Richard Jones and Cynthia Mango Jones.
Are the Joneses present?
Yes.
Are you going to be testifying tonight? Mr. Jones,
will you both be testifying?
Yes.
Okay, I need to swear both of you in. Could you each raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
One at a time, could I have your name and address, please?
Richard Jones, 186 Brewster Ave. Cynthia Magno Jones, 186 Brewster Avenue, Piscataway.
Thank you. Could one of you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
We're seeking a variance to keep an existing fence and shed on the property.
And you understand that part of that fence is located over an easement?
Yes.
And if the township ever needs access to that easement, you understand that it's your responsibility to remove and replace that fence at your own expense?
Yes.
Thank you. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Understood, Mr. Keneally. Thank you. And again, as to the prior two applications, I'm not going to get Mr. Hinterstein involved because this is pretty much cut and dry. Any other members of the board have any questions for Mr. and Mrs. Jones about this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion and I'd make a motion to approve this application. I'd like a second.
Second.
Okay, call the roll, please.
I'll second it.
Thank you.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application has been approved. We will memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We'll mail that document to you, but you'll need that for your permit.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Have a good night, guys.
You too.
Okay, let's move along to item number 14, 22-ZB-14V. And I am about to murder this name, Murkoth and Mini Vinjaya Sankar. How did I do?
Very good.
Yeah, I did perfect.
Good. I'm glad.
are you going to be testifying tonight?
Yes.
Okay, I need to swear.
And I also my architect also present, Greg Wagner.
Okay, we'll take your testimony first. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
I do.
Your name and address, please.
Yeah, Murkoth Vijaya Sankar, 19 Saratoga Court, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. And could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Yeah, it's a first floor addition for a sunroom, so a second floor minor addition, and an extension of the porch, front porch.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, you may want to discuss this with Mr. Hinterstein with regard to his comment about relocating the shed.
Yes, I do. Mr. Hinterstein, please address your site impact. You're muted, Henry.
We're talking about the 19 Saratoga Court, correct?
That's correct.
Yes, we're talking about the shed location.
Yeah, the shed location actually wasn't accurately depicted on the survey. And I believe that Mr. Waga drew it on his plan, but looking at the aerial, unless it's been relocated, the shed itself is actually skewed. So although the one corner of the shed is relatively close to the property line, the way it's situated and skewed, as you go away from that corner, it starts to veer away from the property line. I spoke with Mr. Clarkin about that earlier today, and it really, in cases like that where it's just the corner touching it, I think due to the fact that there's an existing, again, this is similar to the other case in the sense that it's only a regular size shed, and there is a 6-foot solid fence that's buffering and screening the shed. So I don't have any issue with the shed. Really, the only issue with this application, I believe, was the new porch variance. All of the other variances are pre-existing. There really isn't any impact on those pre-existing variances. They've been there a while, and they all seem reasonable. Most of them were a result of the development of the development as a, probably a cluster development at the time. It's really just the porch. There was talk about increasing the slab part of the porch and an optional railing. In my opinion, as long as there is no railing, then there's no issue with this application, although the porch deviates from the front yard setback quite a distance. If it's just the slab and there's no railing or anything above roof-wise, there's really no impact. And if they're amenable to having no railing and cover over it, then I really don't see any impact from the variance, and I think we can look upon it favorably.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, you may want to we may want to hear from his architect to address that issue.
Yeah, Mr. Waga, please.
Mr. Waga, are you present?
I am.
Good evening. I need to swear you in. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
I do.
Your name and address, please.
Gregory J. Waga, WAGA, 2109 St. George Avenue, Rahway, New Jersey, 07065.
And Mr. Waga has been accepted by this board as an expert architect in prior cases.
Thank you, Counselor.
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
So basically, that's what we're doing. That we came in here with four pre-existing non-conforming situations, as was alluded to earlier. And the extension of the front porch, in essence, is just the pad portion. We're not adding to the structure at all. And the railing was going to be placed there just as a barrier between a street. Again, our clients do have want the capability of a little bit of privacy, but I think we can probably converse with them and come up with a landscape alternative, as long as that's acceptable to Mr. Hinterstein, as opposed to a fence. A fence per se or a railing is not required, as we're not exceeding any building code heights, which would require a fence or guardrail after four risers. We are virtually a slab on grade entry and don't require it. It was more or less just a screen between that particular seated portion, which is what we're looking to achieve, and the street. We are in a cul-de-sac, as you're well aware, and it was just for some privacy. But I think my clients will be more amenable towards a landscaped barrier as opposed to a rail.
Is that okay with you, Henry?
I think that's a great idea.
Awesome. Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions for this applicant? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion, and I'd make a motion to approve this application with Henry's restrictions about no railing.
Make a motion.
I made a motion.
I'll second it.
Great.
Yeah, Artie.
Thanks, Artie. Ms. Buckley?
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Haydaka?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Sankar, your application has been approved as amended, meaning there will be a condition that says that the slab can have no railing or cover. We will memorialize this at our next meeting in a written document and send a copy to you. You will need that document to get your permits.
Okay, thanks. Have a great night, gentlemen.
Thanks, everyone. Counselor, say hello.
Good to see you, Mr. Waga.
Laura, who did we back over? Arnaldo Peraza, was it?
Yeah, yes. Arnaldo Peraza.
Is Arnaldo Peraza here?
He never showed up. I emailed him. He never showed. You want to put him on for? I'll put him on the October meeting. I'm not.
Put him on the October meeting. I don't want to pull this guy's legs out from under him.
Okay. So anybody here on the Arnaldo Peraza application going to be carried to? What is the date of the October meeting?
October 13th.
October 13th, with no further notice by the applicant.
That being said, let's move on to item number 15, the adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting of August 11th, 2022.
First resolution is Olatale Osunami, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Origio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Second application was Jocelyn Colasuano, which you voted partially to approve and partially to deny. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Third application, Brandy Patterson. This was an approval. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Next application, Craig Murnau. This application was approved as amended. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduda?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Next is Cheryl LeBlanc and Francis Presser, which was approved. Mr. Bison?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Orizio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduda?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Next is Jocelyn Galdamez. This application was approved. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduda?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Next is Alexander Rojas. This application was approved. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduda?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Next is Dish Wireless. This was an application to grant an exemption from site plan requirements. Mr. Bison?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduda?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
The last application for resolution tonight is T.S. Osborne Construction. This application was approved with conditions. Mr. Bison?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduda?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions I have this evening, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Keneally. Let's move on to item number 16, adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of August 11, 2022. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
All right, let's move on to item number 17, adjournment. I make a motion to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Okay, by the looks of the resolutions you guys approved tonight, you were really busy back when I was on vacation. Thank you, Mr. Weissman, for taking up the mantle. And I'd like to always thank you for coming out and spending your time. That's your time representing the township. And I wish you all a great night. And let's go, Rutgers.
Yep.
Have a good night.
Good night, everyone.
Take care.
Have a good night.